underrated horror film.
Ooh.
Now, my opinion, as always, my most overrated, my personal opinion, I know I catch a lot of flack for saying this. Actually, there's a tie for
The Shining.
There's a tie. Well, yeah, let's add three. I get three. For one, The Shining.
Don't get him started, TC. Don't get him started.
For one, it's The Shining.
Goddamn Kubrick.
Two is The fucking Exorcist Part 3. And the third, scurrying around on the ceiling. The third, which is actually my number one most overrated film of all times, is fucking Jaws. Mm-hmm. Anybody who looks at me with a straight face and said Jaws is the fucking most scariest film that they've ever seen is fucking high
it's
on
scary,
crack.
Though I won't say it's scary, but I will say it's very well made.
It was original for its time, and I can understand where it falls.
We've had this discussion many times. You're a Midwesterner. Now, you'll never get it.
Now, my most underrated horror film of all time, and I would go to my grave defending this movie, is Halloween 3.
I love that movie.
Is the most underrated horror film.
It's definitely
every time you bring it up. Oh, that sucked. It didn't even have nothing to do with any of the other ones.
Slugs.
I'm like, it wasn't supposed to.
It's its own individual film, dummy.
Well, if anyone would read about it, they would realize at that point, Carpenter had signed a deal to make a new movie every year or every other year with Deborah Hill based on a Halloween theme.
Right.
But they were done with Michael Myers. They didn't want him to come back. But the problem was Mustafa Akkad and those a-holes over there owned the rights to that, and they kind of took it away from him, basically.
Right.
Gave him the boot.
And that's what I bring up. That's the fact that I bring up. But, you know, people, you know, they think Michael Myers. Well, he, you know.
I was glad it didn't have him in it. I thought it was an original idea.
But every time I watch, I mean, I don't watch it often. But when I do put it in, I enjoy it. It's just a fun movie.
Tom Atkins,
just
baby.
Just weird shit, you know, just like the kid.
Tom Atkins.
You know, putting on the mask and his fucking head melts and the spiders and the fucking
shit. Makes no
sense
at all,
out.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, you know. Or the woman sitting in the fucking hotel room playing with the fucking button, get zapped with the fucking laser, and what's with the bug crawling out of her fucking mouth? You know, I mean,
it's all
linked with bugs and everything. It's just fucking awesome and so underrated. And that's every time I mention it, most underrated horror film ever is Halloween.
I really
3.
Do like that one a lot. There's a few others I like up there
Slugs.
Too. But yeah, I like Slugs is good.
Slugs is very underrated.
Yep, Slugs is nice, and I kind of liked that Dead End movie. Did you guys ever see that?
I don't think I ever did.
That was a good little movie, man. It was creepy as hell.
Is that the one that's got the hearse on the box?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like the Dead End written.
It's got the crazy little gal from Kingpin in it. She was in. She was a landlord.
The landlord with the
little scrimmy
veins.
That was a neat little movie, man. They're stuck out in the backwoods and they're just driving and driving and driving and driving in circles. It's crazy weird.
It's Alive.
It's really cool. Yeah, It's Alive's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think people like that one, though. They like it enough to give it a remake. So I think that one's kind of...
Yeah, and fuck it up. Fuck it.
Yeah, they sure did.
Let's make it a real baby.
Well, there's a lot of movies back in the 70s and the early 80s, all the way through the 80s that get overlooked just because there was so much of it coming out at the time.
I always thought I Drink Your Blood should be more recognized than it is.
Yeah, but that's more of a cult thing.
It was a great movie, though.
Just for the fact that it says, you know, let it be known, sons and daughters, that Satan
is really...
The Burning's underrated, but I think the problem with that was it was cut so bad we all got pissed.
And with the cast, I mean, look at the actors that came out of that movie. Right. I mean, everybody in that movie went on to have pretty successful careers.
But Cannibal Girls finally got put out. I thought that was pretty underrated for a long time. It's a pretty clever movie.
There's a lot of movies like that, though, in that time frame that are just overlooked because of... Well, for one, you had Friday the 13th was the big one. Then you had the whole... Nightmare on Elm Street came out, so you had those two big franchises were always kicking one out about every year or so, and I think a lot of the smaller stuff, you know, Happy Birthday to Me, you know, Prom Night movies and...
Sleepaway Camp.
Terror Train, you know, there was a lot of movies.
Sleepaway Camp, still one of the best endings ever. Nah, come on, tell me that didn't freak you the fuck out. When I remember watching that midnight, man, on HBO, I freaked the fuck out. That chick's got a wiener!
That ain't
right. What's going on?
That's just not right. All right, and me, the third question is, I'm not really, I can give you my opinion on the third question. I'm not schooled in the third question like Tim and Todd would be.
Man,
so they would be,
again.
We would be a lot better for their opinion. But it says, what went wrong with Metallica? And what do you think of the new Iron Maiden record?
Well,
I can tell you the Metallica problem was Bob Rock.
Bob fucking Rock.
And the other and the other
was kind of going south before Bob Rock.
And the other problem you is just when, age.
You know when Fleming flew the coop, you knew shit was going to hit the fan.
You know.
Well, to me, honestly,
and when Cliff died.
Well, oh, yeah, the Cliff, thing was,
they wouldn't have. Cliff would have smacked Lars right in his little cock smoking mouth.
You got to realize that Injustice for All is where, honestly, I think it started going wrong, because that's when they kind of went against everything they said they weren't going to do, and that's when Lars became the egomaniacal little troll.
You're going to tell me Cliff Burton would have let Lars turn into what he is?
He would have probably slapped him in the forehead about 6 times.
He would have cracked him right in the mouth.
Cliff would have walked away before then.
He wouldn't have walked away, dude. He would have kept that shit under control. Just like Steve Harris has with Maiden.
That shit's under control.
Because
sure.
if something happened to Steve Harris, you're going to tell me that Bruce Dickinson wouldn't turn that into a fucking sparkling opera? Look what he's done to his solo records.
Right. But I don't think Metallica really had. I don't really think
you're afraid something's going to hit you. I got glass.
I really don't think Metallica wanted to stick around in that frame or that form anyway. Because I mean, look at bands like Megadeth and Iron Maiden, Slayer. You know, I mean, they all started about the same time.
Well, Maiden was way, way earlier.
Well, but I'm talking, you know, as a progression of music. You know, Metallica, you know, I'm pretty sure there at the beginning they wanted to just get away from that.
When you have so much money, you lose your fucking mind.
Well, Metallica stole everything on their first two albums from
Dave.
Well, yeah. You know,
from Mustaine and from Iron Maiden.
It's coming full circle. I mean, Megadeth's finally getting the recognition they deserve.
Well, that's a good thing.
I mean, it's getting.
And then as for Iron Maiden, for me, I don't listen, really, on a regular basis. I don't listen to anything past Seventh Son or Seventh Son. I mean, I listen to the first record up until Seventh Son, and then after that, I don't really get too involved into the new stuff. Now, I know Todd's a big Iron Maiden fan, and I know
I'll
Tim,
be seeing him in 1 week.
You know,
1 week.
They could answer that. You know, the Iron Maiden. I haven't heard the new Iron Maiden, so I don't want to.
It's absolutely stunning, but it's way different. The thing is, they've taken it to a whole new level of musicianship, and they've done something. They've kind of become the metal version of like Hawkwind, in the way that there's so much complexity and weird layers going on that you really have to. But you know what? Those are guitar synths, so that's okay. But you have to kind of go in there and you have to really listen to it several times.
Right.
The new album really doesn't have much keyboard stuff going on. There's just a little bit of guitar synth stuff. But they kind of were the first band to ever use guitar synthesizers in that way back on, you know, Seventh Son and Somewhere in Time. Right. So then all of a sudden Priest had to like rip them off, and then Priest started sounding like Flock of Seagulls or something.
I'm your turbo lover.
I'm your turbo sellout.
But anyway, Thomas.
But they came back strong.
Shit.
That is pretty much our answers.
I
want to
throw
questions.
In another underrated movie, and I bet you Tim's going to jump up and agree with this one. Messiah of Evil.
Messiah!
Yeah.
No one ever hears of that movie, ever.
It's crazy albino.
That's a kick-ass movie.
Albinos. You know, there's a... off topic, but there's a great little midget comedian right up the street up at Zona Rosa. Brad Williams.
Midget comedians don't even have to do anything but just stand on stage.
He's funny.
They don't even
have
to say that.
Funny as hell.
That is funny.
But anyway, Tom
TC.
Thomas
TC.
Mr. Thomas Clark, or TC as Tim's now dubbed you.
TC.
If you want, go ahead and send me your address and I'll send something special out to you from me and Tim.
It's going
to
be special.
In a way of saying that we're sorry for getting to your email so late.
We'll put it in a Ziploc baggie.
Now, as long as it's not my copy of the Cold Storage movie.
That's Tim. Wah, Tim's wah, supposed wah. To get you a copy of that.
Yeah, it's at the house.
That's
it's on in, the top
that's
of the
in,
stack.
That's in Tim's deal. Something else I also kind of want to mention. I was going through my DVD collection over the past week, and I noticed that I had an extra copy of Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's director cut.
Oh. You know, it's funny. I also have an extra copy of Halloween 2.
And I have an extra copy of 30 Days of Night. Now, I know those movies are old and have been out for quite a while, so a lot of you people probably have copies of those. However, if you don't, and curiosity has rubbed your cat the wrong way, and you want to bear witness of the atrocity on film that is Rob Zombie's Halloween Part 2, the director's cut.
Michael?
Just send us an email at morehorrorthanhorror.com. In the subject line, type in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 director's cut is shit. And the first email I get,
what if they like it? What if they like it and they really want to see it?
Well, that's fine, but they still have to put that in the title.
See, that's not very nice.
And I will send you my extra copy of Rob Zombie's Director's Cut.
Sherry Moon is a goon.
Halloween 2.
Sherry Moon is a goon. That should be the title.
Well, they can either put that or Rob Zombie's Halloween Director's Cut.
Tim, I tried to warn you, man. I was trying to save your retinas and your hearing. I was trying to
help
you. Well,
you know, I finally sat down and watched it because I thought, after listening to Griff and...
You just, it's like a fucking car wreck.
Thank God that Rob Zombie took the time to explain what the white horse was right off the bat because nobody would have known.
It's
those
a fucking
were
art
dreams.
Film. It was an art
that,
film.
That was a dreamscape. I kept waiting for Dennis Quaid to fight the big snake-headed monster, and I'm like, oh, shit, they're going into
What'd you think
dreamscape.
Of the fucking Great Pumpkin scene, though?
That was great.
Yeah, it was, you
but
know.
Then what happened? Sherry Moon popped back up on the screen. That bitch was in the whole movie, dude.
Yeah.
The
more,
whole
more than anyone
movie.
Else. More than any other person in the movie.
And you know, Rob...
I kept waiting for Whoopi Goldberg to sit down on a couch and start talking to Patrick Swayze.
You know, and something...
Ghosts everywhere.
And something else, Mr. Rob Zombie, if you happen to be listening, you don't need that much fucking profanity.
Oh yeah,
in your
See,
movie,
dude. That was the other
if,
thing.
If
man.
I want to hear that much cussing, I'll
save
hang out at a truck
show.
Stop.
Lord, dude. Well, save it for our show. Save
yeah.
it for our show. Well, my thing is
fucking
why?
Hell, man.
Why the hell is a Firefly? Why does Laurie Strode look like a crack addict whore in that movie? Why?
It's because she's the family. She's part of that
but,
family.
But in the first movie, they tried, you know, they tried a little bit at least to paint her like a suburban girl.
Well, she's snapping under all the pressure, trying to
yeah.
be fucking hacked
that
to
That doesn't
pieces.
Mean you can't grab a hairbrush.
But we should take a moment to appreciate the one
and what and
the
what?
One great scene. Daniel Harris in the bathroom. The placement of her in the bathroom was very nice,
well,
I
yes.
must say.
But
that
what kind of fucking adult
scene.
Father in his right mind allows his daughter to go fucking ass ape crazy with a fucking can of spray paint in the bathroom? I mean, you're the fucking sheriff of
the
town
sheriff.
And your fucking house looks like a crack den. I mean, good Lord, no wonder there was no stability in that fucking town.
He's fucking Chucky, dude. He ain't got time to be playing around.
And then also, if you would like a copy of 30 Days of Night, just send me... something that says cold ass vampires, and I'll send you a copy of 30 Days a Night. So, and those are out of my own personal collection. Mm-hmm. So hold on to those. They will maybe be worth money one day.
Someday. Someday.
And which brings us to drumroll movie review.
Oboe with a shotgun.
We might as well just start off
we
with
should.
Saying.
I mean, does any movie that we've seen the last week even come close?
Let me start off
come
by saying.
Come fucking close.
Let me start
I
off
mean,
by
you
saying,
watched the thing 8 fucking times in a row.
Bullshit. Yeah, well, I watched it that. And then the next day, I bought it again and watched it like another 7, I think. Go to Amazon.com. Type in Hobo with a Shotgun. And
jerk
buy
on,
it.
Jerk on this. It's shit liquor.
$9.99.
One of the greatest lines ever.
$9.99. You can watch it instant watch on Amazon.com. You get 48-hour rental for $10, and I guarantee you will be watching it more than once. Definitely at least once back to back, which would make it twice in a row. Movie is by far, and I'm saying it now, best movie of 2011. By far. I don't even care what
so
else is
far,
slated that I haven't
so
seen.
Far.
I'm saying right now, best movie 2011, Hobo with a Shotgun.
We still got the Thor movie to come out.
Fuck that Thor movie. Fuck him. Fuck his non-helmet wearing head. And his fucking vibrating hammer. But Hobo with a Shotgun by far. 10 out of 10. Over the top. Just beautiful. Beautifully shot. Beautiful gore. Well-placed gore. Not overabundantly overdone gore. But
and
beautiful.
It's got Ricky from Trailer Park yeah. Boys in it. What else?
And a masturbating Santa Claus, which is always a plus in a film. Got to have the masturbating Santa Claus.
Only if they shoot the son of a bitch.
I'm going to go down both your chimneys.
But we can't really go into too much detail.
Santa's got a big package
I don't,
for
I,
you.
I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't want to give it away. I don't want it to become a spoiler edition because I want you to go out and experience it for the first time.
It's just we have to get... it in the theater here.
Yes.
It has to
yes.
be done. Because it has to be seen
and
in
I'm
the
And I'm starting tomorrow. I'm going to call the guy who owns the Screenland Theater, and I'm going to start leaving messages. So if anybody in the Kansas City area is listening.
The guy that owns it's Butch Rigby and Jeff Westra.
Go and Butch, leave Jeff. Plenty of messages on the Screenland Theaters
answering machine. I'm Rattle Canada on the side of the building. Get Hobo this with the mother trucking shotgun.
But you will not if you're in the video store tomorrow,
buy it.
Just remember, Hobo with a Shotgun is available on Instant Watch on Amazon.com for $10. You will not be disappointed. Oh, another movie I got to watch over the week was The Last Lovecraft, Relic of Cthulhu. It was hit and miss for me. It was entertaining. It was funny.
Only one person could do Lovecraft movies, and that's Stuart
Did
Gordon.
You get that free, you bastard?
No.
You got that free?
No.
Oh, you bought it?
I bought it for a dollar.
Oh, you jerk! I've been wanting to see that.
Actually, I didn't buy it. A buddy of mine actually bought the two movies. I gave him a buck, and then he bought it for me.
So I got you. Up to Hastings, I take it.
Yeah.
Do they have some more up there for like $7 or something?
I think they had four or five copies.
Good.
They're rentals.
And Todd, once again, led us in the right direction with Primal.
Primal.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Primal was magical. Primal. One of the best endings I've seen in a very long time.
Sweet movie.
But again, these movies are fairly new. And we really can't really discuss them in detail because that'd give away the experience, you know.
Well, they better hop on their little white horse and watch that son of a bitch. Because I've seen it.
The Burrowers, I watched it.
I liked it.
A little slow.
I dug it.
It got slow.
I thought it was pretty good.
The monsters were great in it, man.
But it was just between the time that it started to the time you seen the first monster, it was a little slow.
Mm-hmm. It's called character development. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Atmosphere. Yeah,
but it's also, let's get this shit on the fucking road. I ain't got all night to be waiting.
You suck.
Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah, when you watch fucking Hobo with a Shotgun.
There's
a death in the first 2 seconds. You base everything off of Hobo with a Shotgun. Pretty much everything you watch within the next 2 years is going to be thrown
out.
And
all he wants is a lawnmower. Just one lawnmower.
He just wants to work and cut grass and make himself happy.
And they just won't let him.
But, yeah, the Last Lovecraft, going back to that, it was entertaining. It was.
How were the monsters in it? Were they total CGI?
Dude, that was the disappointing part. Because
even the trailer, they looked disappointing.
Well, from what I seen, there was like a limp ray looking fish sucker thing.
Right.
But they didn't really show, I mean, like on the front of the box, it shows the tentacles, which is kind of alluring to the Cthulhu monster. They don't even really show it. I mean, it doesn't even really make an appearance. I mean, you get like some general fish thing that's in like his main demon fish or whatever, but they show him running around 90% of the time. And, you know, there's a cool backstory to it and everything, but it's more of a aquatic version of Jack Prook's Monster Slayer is pretty much what it is. But, you know, they're already, you know, you can tell by the end of the film that they're booking on a sequel, so I would almost expect that sometime within the near future. But that is pretty much the movie rundown for me. I started watching Supernatural, the television series. I picked up the first season of that on DVD, which I highly recommend.
I've been saying that for years, man. It's really good.
Yeah.
So what season is it on?
5, I think.
No, 6.
Oh, yeah, it's on 6. Yeah,
I can't start watching.
Well, the thing about it is I always kind of pushed it off to the side because it came out the same time as a lot of that other
poop shooting
the Hills shows and all that other shit. And I was kind of thinking, great, I'm going to get another fucking Buffy the Vampire / Charmed, you know, ripoff, this time with guys. And I just kind of pushed it to the side. And then I had heard another podcast was kind of talking about how they pretty much fight a different monster on every episode. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot. So I picked up a Tim's flashing fucking bulbs in my eyes. So
yeah, and in this lighting, I'm sure it feels good.
That's a good one there. That's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
But I think for like the last 3 or 4 days,
don't
I've been
choke
trying to watch the third disc and haven't got past the third episode because I've been passing out before then. But it's not because it's boring. It's just because I'm fucking watching it at 10 o'clock at night when I'm getting ready for work the next day. But looking forward to picking up the rest of them. And
is there anybody
how it develops
in it, or is it all unknowns?
I think one of the main guys has been in a couple of movies. He kind of looks like, was he in My Bloody Valentine, the remake? The main character kid?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was the killer. Yeah.
Well, he was, don't give it away, man, Jensen Ackles. He's he was my first choice to play the Green Lantern, and I wanted Ryan Reynolds to play Flash, because Ryan Reynolds' personality is just like the Flash.
Right.
So I was really hoping Jensen would get it, because now that you've seen the show, you can kind
of
see.
Man, right. speaking of that, did you
see... We ain't talking about Thor again, so
no,
shut
have
up.
You seen the Green Lantern?
The new four-minute deal? Oh, it's bad, yeah.
I mean, even it's just making Thor look like fucking a Garfield
and the
movie,
fucking
man.
Suit CGI'd.
Oh.
And yeah, but great, that's kind of how it
the
has
planet,
to be.
Right, but I'm
yeah,
saying,
the
though,
planet
I mean, even,
and everything.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Well, yeah, but
between
they're using,
it and Captain America.
But they're using the whole fucking Green Lantern core, though. I mean, they're bringing in
they're doing it right.
Right. Yeah. They're not just putting him.
That's what I'm saying. Why couldn't they do that to fucking Thor? Why do they got to put him on the on Earth?
You why know? Does he got to talk like a surfer dude instead of like in
exactly.
the comics? That
I
was
mean,
my favorite part of the comics is when he used to walk
I'm telling
around
you,
talking
they,
like that.
They cut and pasted that motherfucker out of Adventures in Babysitting. It's the same guy.
Actually, that guy's better.
He is
because he has
better.
A better helmet.
He is.
And he always wears it.
But yeah, I mean, the whole Green Lantern thing, it's all based off of, you know, the whole Green Lantern core. You know, you got all the selected outer universe, you know, chosen ones. And then, you know, you got the
and that was Vincent D'Onofrio. Do you know that? So he is obviously better.
But the other one I'm looking forward to is fucking Captain America.
Yeah, that Captain America and Green Lantern's going to smoke Thor, dude. It's sad. So, it's sad.
That's what I'm on the edge of the seat, though, and seeing what exactly is going to happen with the whole...
There's no fucking real men anymore.
Deadpool
movie. That new Conan movie's a fucking pile
dude,
of trash.
Dude, I did not like the trailer. You know, during Insidious...
Yeah, that trailer is horrible.
I have to tell you, the trailers they showed for in front of
they
Insidious...
They know it's shitty. When they make a trailer that horrible, they know that movie is
Well, it's not just
trash.
That. The other trailers, okay, they had a Spanish language trailer with for a Spanish language comedy... About some
what?
Guy that gives
for
up.
Insidious?
Yeah, that for some guy that's given up on dating.
Oh,
they
God.
Had some movie that looks like it just came out of like the Fox Family Channel, and then they had a Tyler Perry flick.
Mm.
That's what they had on before Insidious.
Insidious.
You wow. know what? They can eat my shit.
Wow. Oh, speaking of, and this has nothing to do with eating shit. Tomorrow night, for anybody in the Kansas City listening area. Tomorrow night at 9:30 at the Tivoli Theater, they are going to be showing Black Death. So, if you're
that
interested,
looks
when
Black
when Death. When is it?
Tomorrow oh. night at 9:30 at the Tivoli Theater, Black Death.
That movie looks awesome. You guys
yeah,
going?
Man.
I want to go. I'm just trying to find out somebody wants to go with.
I'll
me.
Go with you.
Well, let's plan on going to see Black Death. And
that'd be awesome.
So I'll be off at work at 3:30. So just
you
want to
meet
call.
Me up here at like 9 or something?
That's fine.
Okay, let's just meet.
I
here.
Can't remember how to get there, so I'm going to need somebody.
Well, actually,
I should be able to go that
9.
Late, man. I should be able to go that late.
Let's meet here at 10 till 9.
Are we
going
to get something to eat before the?
You guys can. I'll be free at 10 till 9. But that's
let's get
oh
some,
crap!
Let's get
I think
some
I got to do.
John
I got to talk to Pete. He's wanting to do a live show, and I'm like, if I'm going to make maybe see if Amanda will come up and do Pete's, and okay. then I can go with you because I've been wanting to see that hardcore.
Right.
Well, I yeah,
just
it looks good.
I just absolutely ran across it the other day. A buddy of mine at work.
It's got
was,
a big, huge flyer in the new pitch.
Right. Well, actually, I just caught the corner of it. They had a small, brief printing of it.
Why just one showing, though? That's kind of cool.
Well, they have one tonight at 9:30.
Right.
And obviously, none of us
why
are
why not midnight,
be able to
man?
Make
why not a midnight show? You know, Kansas City sucks because we don't have midnight shows at all.
Well, it's got to be over by midnight.
Eat a piece of crap.
So they can go to the fucking bars. Because
they don't want to be in Westport after midnight. They want to get the hell out of Dodge for the.
But anyway. You know, if anybody's there, me and Tim and Todd, you know, will be there. So come up and say hi if you want. If not, just stay far, far away.
Yeah, meet me here at 10 till.
Okay.
I'll be ready.
We'll butter your fucking popcorn. Right.
But
that shit's going to rock. Mm. Where's Hannah playing? I want to see that, too.
I don't know.
Hannah. It's that probably cool. I just playing down there.
I just ran across Black Death purely by coincidence. I mean, I just happened to look down at the page when it was on there, and I seen Black Death, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it said Tivoli 9:30, and I was like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Been forever since I'd seen that trailer. I forgot about it. It's got the crazy guy from Lord of the Rings in it.
I just hate going to the Tivoli, but there's never a parking on a Friday or Saturday night. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, 9:30.
That's why we all need a carpool, take one vehicle, and knock the shit out of someone and park there.
But I mean, but experience.
Well,
you can
park in the parking garage. We'll be all right.
The experience of the Tivoli's not bad because we seen Let the Right One in there, and it was enjoyable.
It was all right.
It's got a
we
kind
had
of
the shitting himself paraplegic guy at Bubba Hotep.
Well, it ain't no worse than the guy at fucking the fucking DRI show that was entering emptying his piss jug every 15 minutes in front of
That's
it, having
true.
The fucking girl spilling, empty it, flopping all over the fucking place.
Spilling it on the little punk kids.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Trying to think. Nothing.
You got like 1 minute till break.
1 minute till break. Well, then we'll just go ahead and give everybody the address again. If you want to check out past shows, go to jackaloperadio.com. Go to the archives. All of our shows, all the other Jackalope Radio shows are on there. So check them all out. Maybe you'll find something new to listen to throughout the week.
Or the fun-filled forum.
A lot of good shows. Check out the forum.
Forum.
Tim's on there. I'm on there once in a while.
Post pictures of your favorite kitty cats.
And you can also email us at morehorrorthanhorror.com or hotmail.com.
Fighting centipedes pictures. Videos.
And you can also find me and Tim on Facebook. You can find More Horror Than on Facebook. And you can find Jackalope Radio on Facebook.
That's easy. It's so, like facebook.com/Jackalope Radio. They let me have my, finally, have my Jackalope Radio. I had to yell at somebody.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
And we're going to play a song or some songs or some wackiness for you guys.
And we might have a couple of Canadians with
us
here.
And we're going to get
some beer
drinking Canadians. Mr. Zach Green and Mr. Richard Powell are going to be joining us when we return. So we'll see you in a little bit.
See, I wouldn't want to be
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
All right, everybody. You missed us? Good, because we missed you. And we're back again, ready for the second half of the show, and now the fun begins. Introducing to you probably one of the best short films I have seen in the last 5 years. I'd like to introduce you to a movie called Worm. And joining us now are the producer and the writer-director of Worm, Mr. Zach Green and Mr. Richard Powell. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how are you, Sean? Thanks for having us on. I appreciate it. Sean.
Not a problem. Glad to meet you. Glad to have been talking to you.
Yeah, that means a lot, though. You saying it's the greatest short film you've seen in the last 5 years. I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot.
Well, I actually, when I got the disc in the mail, I put it right in, and I actually, honestly with you, I didn't spend too much attention to it the first time I watched it because I had just gotten home from work and I had some other things to contend with. But anyway, later that evening, I got to sit down and I watched it. And a lot of times you watch a movie and it kind of gives you a sense of strength, but packed in 21 minutes, I was completely kicked in the nuts. And I don't want to show any disrespect by calling it a horror film, because it's not a horror film in the sense of what we're used to as a horror film. This is a social horror film because it's reality. And I don't want to give too much away about the content of the film, because I want people to experience it for themselves the way I experienced it. And I almost want people to go into it in a virgin sense so they can actually see the presentation, actually gain the feeling that you get from the presentation and from the story and from the content. Because it I think it would lose something if I came out and told you A, B, and C. But it's scary, man. I mean, I mean, from the time, you know, the times that we live in now, it could be happening right now and we could be reading about it in tomorrow's paper, you know, or it could happen Monday, you know. It's the fuse has been lit somewhere. It's just, when and where is the bomb going to go off? That's the only thing I have to say about it.
People like this live amongst us all the time. You just might not ever know.
Exactly.
There's actually been some cases in Canada in the last, that story from Alberta with the guy in the Greyhound bus. That guy just snapped all of a sudden, right? That was a Jeffrey Dodd right there. Some guy in Alberta, Canada, on a Greyhound bus just snapped. And what do you do? Stab someone repeatedly, like takes a few bites out of them.
You cut the guy's hair off and like put his ears and nose and all that in a bag.
Yeah, it did some crazy shit.
And
this was in Toronto. This was in Canada, Alberta.
Right.
And this was just like recently too.
Just
crazy.
Just so much of the events happening in the world today, the economy, which I'm sure. The economy in Canada is probably just as unstable as it here is in the United States, just like it isn't everywhere around the world.
Definitely.
You know, so you have men and women who have, you know, are on the brink of not knowing what's going to happen, you know, the next day or the next week. And everybody, I don't care who you are, at what age group, you have some form of stress on your shoulders all the time. There's no way to escape stress, whether it's bills, health, family, you know, career, and it builds, you know, and builds and builds. You know, it's just like pressure against a dam. Eventually, it's just going to be so much pressure that it's going to escape, you know. And how many people do people don't think about it because we get numb to our surroundings, but how many people do you come in contact with you're in the presence of, say, for more than, you know, 2 or 3 minutes at a time, whether it's somebody at the stoplight or going into a gas station for gas or even to the grocery store. I mean, you're vulnerable everywhere you go, you know, even in your own home anymore, you're vulnerable, you know,
you are.
It's one of those things that I would like to think of as a learning tool, because I like to practice something that I try to teach to like my nieces and my nephews about just saying thank you. You know, when you go in somewhere and you buy something and somebody gives you change, say thank you, or hold the door for somebody. You know, just take that couple of extra seconds, you know, out of your day to maybe, you know, thank somebody or to make them feel a little bit better about themselves, and you might be diverting, you know, something.
Yeah, definitely. I know.
Just exactly. That little bit of kindness makes all the difference in the world. Just like that little bit of indifference and neglect makes all the difference in the world.
You know? It's just, you know, because that person that's behind that counter, or you don't know what's in their pocket. You know, you don't know what's under the counter, you know.
In a briefcase.
Yeah, or a briefcase. Now, Tim watched it tonight for the very first time. I let him watch it in the car before we came up, and he made an interesting comment about the star of your film. Who did you compare him to?
Oh, it totally reminds me of John Lithgow, man. Just got that edge where it looks like he can snap at any minute.
So I thought that was pretty cool comparison.
Yeah, I can see that actually. When I think about just the way Robert Nolan, the way he emotes and his facial expressions, I could totally see Lithgow in his face.
But like I told you, he is John Everyman. I mean, he is. I liked it for the fact that you guys didn't go for a pretty boy chiseled face. You know, you put.
Hell no.
And I'm not saying this to degrade Robert, but he looks like every guy. You know,
we love to degrade that guy.
You know, I mean, he's just, you know, he's your school teacher, you know, like you and like in the, he's the post guy. He's the guy at the grocery store.
He's the poster child for a teacher.
Right. He's,
I guess he's the poster
guy for normality. I mean, basically he's just a normal average guy, you know?
And there's just such intensity in his acting, in his face, in his emotions. He's very great. He gets into the characters, and I believe him. I get lost in his world that he creates around me.
Right. Except for the fact that you put racing seats in your Toyota. That kind of threw me the first time I seen it. I was like, who puts racing seats in a Toyota?
Yeah, that's funny. Were you the one who mentioned that to me the other day?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, what? That's so funny, Rich. No one's ever said that to me before, how there's racing seats in that.
Well, them Toyotas get up and go, baby. You better be buckled in.
But I'm sitting there, well, he's a teacher. Why in the fuck would he put racing seats in a Toyota? You know,
it's very funny. Yeah.
You know,
when you pointed that out, that was.
You know, he can't straighten his tie, but yet he wants to go fast enough to put
the same.
Racing
it's the
seats.
Same reason he's got a utility knife when he's taking a piss in the shitter.
It might just be the look, the style. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he races it on the weekends. I really don't even know. I should ask.
Races for pink slips.
He's trying to impress that girl, man. That's what it is. He just put them in. They were brand new.
Yeah, Lillian. Yeah, that's right.
I've got a car. He doesn't have a car.
Exactly.
I bet the trunk was all tricked out, man.
Now, I don't know if we should bring this out in the open, but we kind of touched on it in conversation. You had mentioned something like possibly there might be a little bit more to Worm.
Rich. Yeah, you can go.
Well, you know, Worm, the short film, began as a treatment for a feature that I wanted to do. Just at the time, I didn't have the resources available to do it. So when the exec decided we wanted to do a short, I took this treatment out, distilled it into one day out of this character's life instead of a full arc,
right.
And that's the short. But I have a very definite plan for a feature-length version of what Worm would be. So that's something that me and Zach are going to be pursuing, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. So, yeah.
Well, cool.
That's about the screenplay is about halfway. Like, we got the story down. We're just literally writing the screenplay.
Okay.
As we speak. But, yeah, we're hoping to... we're hoping that'll be Fatal Pictures' first feature film release.
Cool. And you're keeping Nolan in it for sure, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, like I said, if there's anything that we can do to help push this into a full-length feature, I'd really like to see that happen because I'd really...
Thank you very much. I very appreciate that very much.
And then also, I know you guys have another feature that you guys had done before Worm, and you're working on one after Worm that are two... I mean, they're all different stories, obviously.
Oh, no, I believe you're talking about our next short film, Familiar.
Okay.
That's yeah, we're just in post on that now. We shot that earlier this month. That's titled Familiar. We're hoping to premiere that in the fall. I don't know, you want to talk about the story?
Yeah, well, since you guys loved Worms so much, I guess one thing you might be interested to know is Familiar picks up the story of Jonathan Dodd, who is twin brothers to Jeffrey Dodd. So that's an interesting little thing for anybody who's seen the short Worm. But this story, it's different in many ways, and it's much more of a horror film than, as you described, Worm as a social horror film. This is much more of a horror film. So imagine Worm, but in a family setting, but there's also other things going on that I don't want to get into, but imagine Worm in a domestic situation. And
but there's blood and gore and...
Don't give too much.
Awesome. Now, didn't you guys do a movie before Worm, though, didn't you, that's out, that people can...
Yeah, we did a film in 2008 titled Consumption, which is another short film based on the true events about a cannibal that lives in Germany, who... man, I place an ad in a newspaper saying, I want to kill you and eat you.
Yeah, I remember that news story on that. Cool.
And
he was blown away by how much feedback he got. He was trying to decide who he wanted to eat.
Yeah, and Consumption was based on that story. That won a couple awards. That's on, picked up, it's in television in Canada.
Cool.
Is there any way to get a hold of a copy of that? Can we get it on?
I can actually send you. I can send that to you online. Actually,
okay. Now, if the listeners
Worm will be posted online after the film. If that's what you were getting at, after the film festival run, it's near the festival end. Near its end, its festival run, but as soon as it's done, probably in the next maybe half a year to a year around, Worm will be posted online for all the viewers and everyone to watch.
Cool.
There are three clips online now. I know it's not too much, but it gives you a little taste of what the film is.
Okay.
How has the feedback been so far at the festival?
As you can go on IMDb and see the 60-plus reviews from critics and reviewers.
Great.
Okay. That all have wonderful, great things to say about the movie on IMDb under the external reviews there. You can read all the great feedback from reviewers.
All right. Well, we'll make sure to get on there sometime this week. Sometime we'll get
great,
our
great. And yeah,
up
please
there.
Look out for Familiar, our next project.
Oh, definitely.
We're hoping to premiere that in the fall.
Yeah,
and check out everything at fatalpictures.blogspot.com, and we're on Twitter at Fatal Pictures.
Cool.
So you can check out all the updates and everything.
Well, like I said, if the other productions are anything like Worm was, I'm definitely for sure that it's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh yeah,
we shot Familiar on
the Red. We had an amazing cinematographer, Michael Yari Davidson. He brought his incredible crew. His camera crew is like, you know, his camera office, ACs. Everyone was amazing. Just wonderful crew. Robert Nolan, incredible star. If you loved him in Worm, he was incredible and Familiar as well.
Cool. I look forward to seeing it. But yeah,
great.
Like I said, guys, anything you guys have out working on, post it. Post it on our Facebook pages. Post it on the More Horror. Even go to Jackalope Radio and post it there. Todd's
awesome.
a big supporter of the independent film stuff. And like I said, if there's anything that we can do to promote it, if we can... You guys get the full length of whatever rolling. Let us know.
Amazing.
There's a smaller theater here that we can try to push it into and get you guys some exposure on it. Because like I said, it was a great, great watch for me. I'm going to watch it a couple of times.
Jeffrey Dodd on the big screen would be pretty magical.
Magical. It is. I can tell you, I've seen it.
But definitely a full 10 out of 10, guys. I was really, really impressed.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Especially for not, like I said, we're so much used to just seeing everything thrown at us at once. It was kind of refreshing just to see something that had, a social impact that you could actually go, Yeah, these guys actually have it down to where it's going to pop someday,
Great. So. Thank you so much, Sean. That means a lot to me and Richard, hearing our fans, critics, whoever give us such great feedback. It means a lot to us. It really does.
But like I said, don't be strangers. You know, if you get bored, if you guys want to come on, and I'm sure you're both film fans, obviously. If you guys get bored some night, you ain't got nothing to do on a Friday, hell, give me a holler. We'll bring you on the show, and we'll just shoot shit about regular movies sometimes.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah, that would be amazing, actually. I'd love to do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, man, thanks again for staying up late. I know it's bedtime on the East, and you guys are an hour ahead of us, and I appreciate you guys taking the time tonight to join
Thank
us.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. It was amazing. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, and we will definitely keep in touch with you and spread the word on Worm and the
Thank you.
Other products of Fatal Films.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very
All
much.
Right. You guys have a good night.
Take care. You too. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Looks like that went very well. So,
you know, there's so much potential on a full length of that, too, if they get into it. Because, I mean, you got to wonder how he became like he is.
Oh, right, right. And just
because he's awfully well educated,
right? Well, and the thing—I
mean, how many different events in his life brought him to the point of where he is now?
You know, like I said, not giving it away. I know it's kind of hard to explain a movie, you know, without giving it away. But I don't want to give it away because I want people to experience it the way I did for the first time, so they can take away from it, you know, probably the same thing that I did. But there's just so many directions that 21 minutes could go.
Yeah.
I mean, just so much could happen. I mean, you figure the average length of a movie is about, what, an hour and 20 minutes, hour 30 at most. You know, you only seen 21 minutes of an hour and a half movie. So just imagine that much power and possibility packed in 20 minutes, what could be done in an hour's worth of time, you know, an extra hour's worth. I mean, there's just like a fucking roller coaster. I mean, there's just so many loops and turns and directions.
And that total, I don't know if you ever seen the Michael Douglas movie, that Falling Down. But it reminded me a lot of Falling Down. Yeah.
Except this isn't so much, not so much of him just being picked on. This is just a guy who is just... doesn't have
well any. I don't know, because they never really go into it. I mean, the way he talks about his co-workers and the other teachers, you don't really know,
right? But I mean, there wasn't, like with Michael, with Douglas, it was, you know, he was being treated badly.
It kind of phased him out of his job,
you know. I mean, he was just, you know, like I said, he's John everybody, you know. There's somebody that's on the, you know, has gotten the final notice in the bank from the mail in the from the bank, or, you know, hey, just got the pink slip after 30-some years.
Well, that's what those movies always hit you, man. Even Falling Down, man. You hear them stories every single day on the news, man. That's what's so scary about it.
But nobody pays any attention to him until something like that happens, and then everybody's
a nice man. Yeah.
Well, you know, guy's pulling his fucking hair out behind his door trying to feed his family, you know. But nobody cares to show concern until after he's fucking, you know, annihilated about 30 or 40 fucking people.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's a whole lot of fucking desperation set loose.
So, a little Prozac and you'll be good to go. Shove him back out there, baby. You know,
just, you know, waiting for the soup. The line of lemmings. But anyway, it looks like we're wrapping up another fantastic episode for the week. I guess we'll be looking forward tomorrow for Black Death at the Tivoli at 9:30. If anybody else is interested in checking that movie out. And like I said, once again, more horror than horror at hotmail.com, Jackalope Radio. Check out the archives, past shows, the forums. If you have any comments, let us know. Facebook's up and running.
Rock it.
And we have a lot of stuff coming up, giveaways coming up in the future. So I'd like
got to oodles of giveaways.
Oodles.
Like
we're out of time, bitches. Shut it down.
We got to go.
Shut it down. Just the thought of it, baby, makes me weak in the knees.
been a woman. You can make me so damn crazy. From your head to your toes, I'm gonna love you so tonight. Yeah, you got what I want, and you are what I need. Yeah, I know I'm in love. Take me down your happy trail at night. Take a walk on your happy trail twice. Take me down your happy trail, and I love it. In the forest. Take a walk on your happy trail at night. Take a walk on your happy trail, you're so high. Take a walk on your happy trail, and I'm loving it. And I'm loving your forest. Take a walk on your happy trail at night. Take a walk on your happy trail, get your life. Take a walk on your happy trail.